Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An action-packed day of football.
Herbert live in the throw. Caught, touchdown! Allen, what a play!
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered.
Taylor explodes. Makes a man miss to his right. Spin move, a beauty, inside the 30. High step into the 25. Inside the 10. Into the end zone!
It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry Week 4 NFL Sunday to you and yours. It is You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, and you on the BetMGM Network. Getting you set to bet and win Week number 4 in the National Football League. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up this morning on the show, we will obviously keep you updated on everything that's happening with the Steelers and the Vikings over in Dublin. Femi will give everybody the second half market coming up in just a moment. Then we will have a quick review of what happened yesterday in college football, Heisman Trophy market, etc., as we always do to kick off the show. It moved. All the side and total moves for all the games coming up today in the NFL. Actives and inactives later this hour. Prop King next hour with all the prop bets for today's action. We will talk teaser. We will talk survivor. We will give you our underdog money line parlay next hour on the show. And we will close the program with best bets. Femi Abebefe, happy Week 4 NFL Sunday morning, my friend. How's it going?
Happy Week 4, buddy. Good morning. It's been a great morning so far, watching a little football, Ireland game. We got the vibes in Vegas because it's cloudy and rainy here this morning. Ooh. So we're sticking with the vibes overseas here. But it's been an interesting game so far. Steelers dominating it. We can get into the second half markets. But, man, we had a lot happen over the weekend. Hell of a sports weekend. And off to a good start. Let's win some money today, man.
Give a hat tip to our friend Sam Paniatovich, who's normally on the show with yours truly. Sam is officiating a wedding today. And I think he hates his friend that's having this wedding on this NFL Sunday. For people interested, on Sam's Twitter, at SP Shoot yesterday, tweeted the itinerary for the wedding. He's a much better friend than me. I would have considered saying no. So hope Sam's having a great day today. Obviously, we hope Sam is cashing his bets. Sam is on Bet Sweats, 9 a.m. to noon, every single weekday on the BetMGM Network with our friend Joe Ostrowski. Femi, before we get into college football from yesterday, update our audience here. Side and total market for the second half of Steelers-Vikings. Pittsburgh leads at the half, 14-6. If you watch the first half, which we did, the Steelers have dominated, leading in yards per play 7.3-5, winning the turnover battle 1-0, and the Vikings dodging a bullet on the opening drive of the game. Jordan Mason putting the ball on the ground. Jalen Ramsey takes it back for a touchdown, but Mason touched the ball while a foot was out of bounds, so they gave the Vikings the ball back. This could be way worse for Minnesota. Chris Boswell also had a field goal blocked. So Pittsburgh up by 8. Where do we stand right now, side and total in the second half, and do you have a thought?
Yeah, right now over at BetMGM, the Vikings are a 3.5-point favorite in the second half. The total is at 19.5. Now, other sports books have 20, but 19.5 is the number over at BetMGM, and that makes sense to me. Like, watching these two teams play through the first 30 minutes of ball, like, this is going to be a lower-scoring game. I think we all kind of felt that going in as the pre-flop total closed at 41. So we're kind of close to where that closing number was for the total right now. In terms of the side, if I had to bet it, because I'm not going to end up betting this one, maybe I'll have a live opportunity that comes up maybe at some point, third quarter, maybe fourth quarter. We'll see how things go. But I honestly would probably lean towards Pittsburgh taking the 3.5 for the second half, just because I do not like the idea of Carson Wentz in chase mode in a second half against a Steelers defense where, yes, we have criticized them through 3 weeks so far this season, but man, like, they do have some pass rushers. Like, TJ Watt is there. Like, Herbig is there. And the Vikings offensive line a little bit banged up. We're still waiting to see if their offensive tackle, Brian O'Neill, will come back into the game. He's dealing with an injury. So I don't really like the idea of backing in Carson Wentz. So if anything, it would be Steelers plus 3.5 in the second half. But right now, I'm going to be patient and see if something presents itself in the third quarter or fourth quarter.
I agree with that train of thought. I bet the Steelers pregame. We talked about it all week. Femi and I did on You Better You Bet on my WFAN show this morning. Just felt like Carson Wentz was going to come back down to earth a little bit. And he really has not been terrible. Like, the one interception he threw was bad. But otherwise, he's been pretty good. Justin Jefferson is beasted in the first half. Jefferson thus far, 8 catches, 97 yards in the first half. So he's already cashed his prop over. Man. Jordan Addison making his season debut for the Vikings, 2 catches, 27 yards. And DK Metcalf, the beneficiary of an 80-yard touchdown from Aaron Rodgers that made it 14-3. He's at 4 catches, 122 yards and a touchdown. Jaylen Warren, a surprise inactive in this game. That came down earlier this morning while I was on WFAN, and we talked about on that show, Kenneth Gainwell going to be the number one running back. He has 24 yards rushing and a touchdown, and we are seeing Caleb Johnson, the rookie out of Iowa, get some burn today. Likely would not have played if Jaylen Warren had been active, but Caleb Johnson touching the football here, and I think you could do worse in the live anytime touchdown market, where if Pittsburgh's up, they may try and get the young rookie a little bit of confidence here, and let's see. So we do have these markets open. Caleb Johnson plus 900 to score a touchdown. I may bet that during this segment.
Okay.
Caleb Johnson, second half touchdown, plus 900.
It's a monster number.
I like the Steelers in the game. And remember, Johnson is the player. The ball went over his shoulder on the kickoff return week 2 against Seattle. We basically haven't seen him since then. He's playing today because of the Warren inactive. Maybe they'll try and get him some confidence. So I'm going to take a look at that Johnson plus 900 anytime touchdown. So as the game moves on, we'll keep you updated on what's happening with the Vikings and the Steelers. But Femi, a little college football before we get to it moved. Wild day in the sport, punctuated by the two big games last night. Oregon takes down Penn State at Happy Valley in double overtime, 30-24. And Alabama ends Georgia's 33-game home winning streak. The Tide beat the Bulldogs 24-21. No points scored in the fourth quarter of that game. Your thoughts on college football from yesterday? Any betting markets impacted? Heisman Trophy, etc. Heisman Trophy, Oregon's Dante Moore now the favorite.
Yeah, I'll start off and say this, and not to sound like a tout, but college football was awesome over the weekend. Friday was really strong with Virginia. They ended up winning outright plus 7. Arizona State gets there as well. Yesterday was really, really great. Unfortunate to lose the total in Ohio State, Washington. But outside of that, the day was amazing. You know, ended up getting to the window with Georgia. That didn't work out well as that number got down to 1.5. But looks like that Alabama Marty was pretty smart with the way that the Tide played in that game. But from an overall standpoint, before we get to the Heisman Trophy, last night, I think Oregon made the CFP. Like, based on the rest of their schedule, I think Oregon is going to be in the playoff. Like, that's the toughest environment that they will be in all season long at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Penn State whiteout to win that game in overtime. That is a massive, massive resume booster. And they do have a marquee game after the bye week, hosting Indiana in Eugene. That'll be a fun contest. They still have to host USC. But outside of that, like, this is a pretty favorable schedule for the Ducks. This was always the big hurdle. And for them to clear that hurdle and to do it in really impressive fashion, I thought that was massive for Oregon. So I think Oregon, you can pretty much put them in Penn into the college football playoff. And for Penn State, I mean, how's the conversation not going back to, is this the same old Penn State? Now, you got to give them credit
well,
for fighting
your
back
team.
In the fourth quarter, but
you
it,
like
it
them
was.
To win the Natty before the season. I tried to tell you. You can't trust this team. And by the way, like, the quarterback is a much bigger problem than the coach.
Yes. Yes.
Drew Aller stinks.
Now, I'll get to the coach here shortly because he did also make me mad with what they did at the end of the game. But, like, Drew Aller, like, this guy's been billed up as, like, the next coming and this five-star prospect out of high school. Penn State fans have been excited about him for a few years, and it's just not clicking. And to have that interception in overtime where it's first down, I don't even know where he was going with the ball. There's, like, two defenders between he and the tight end. It's like, bro, who are you throwing to with this ball? Like, it's not like it was fourth down. It was first down. But Penn State, like, Aller was bad. I thought Franklin, too, at the end of the game in regulation. Dude, it's 30 seconds left. You have a chance to steal this football game, man. Go for two. Don't go to OT. Try to win the game there. He opts to kick the extra point. I guess he felt they had momentum and they had the home field advantage, whatever. But, like, man, like, you had no business even being in that game. They fought back. They had a chance to potentially steal it because you know you're going to have to start going for two in overtime anyways. That's the rules for the second OT. Might as well just go for two there and try to win the game and put pressure on Oregon. But, yeah, Penn State now with the rest of their schedule, not a whole lot of other opportunities to impress. Massive game in Columbus at Ohio State. They host Indiana, which that game is going to have a lot of pressure, especially if they lose to Ohio State. And all of a sudden, here's the next week, playoff game hosting Indiana. Like, do we like James Franklin in those spots? Like, that was a big loss for Penn State, who got steamed all the way out to four by the time we got to kickoff yesterday evening. But, yeah, it's a brutal, brutal loss. But, man, like, we can get into Bama, Georgia as well. But that was my biggest takeaway, Oregon, Penn State. Massive for Oregon, brutal loss for the Nittany Lions.
I'll just say this about Alabama. We'll get to it moved in a moment here. Ty Simpson, Bama's quarterback.
Oh, baby.
Absolutely looks like the real deal. Yep. One of the Heisman favorites now. I was texting with my friend Pete Prisco from CBS Sports yesterday just about the quarterbacks, you know, in college projecting to the NFL. And we both like Sawyer Robertson. And how every other quarterback's been, like, pretty disappointing from an NFL perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, Garrett Nussmeier bad yesterday. Ty Simpson, to me, looks like legit, like the real deal. And last note here on college. I said before the year, I thought Ohio State was going to repeat. Ohio State's defense is obviously awesome. I think You're starting to see Ohio State's young quarterback, Julian Sayin, come into his own as well. I still think the Buckeyes are the best team in the country. All right, we have second half kickoff in Dublin. The Vikings receiving. They will have the ball at their own 31 to start. Pitt Steelers up 14-6. We'll keep you updated on the score there, but for now, let's get everybody updated on the side and total movement ahead of this week 4 NFL Sunday when we kick off the 1 o'clock Eastern slate of games with this edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved. Dublin, and Ian Rappaport of NFL Media just tweeting, Viking center right, and this is, like, Ryan Kelly just missed a game with a concussion, and now he's back this week, and now he's being evaluated for another concussion. So, like, if Kelly has another concussion, like, he's probably going to go on IR. And I'm not looking to, like, push this ahead here, but, like, this would be his second concussion in 3 weeks, if indeed he has a concussion. We'll see if he comes back into the game. Brian O'Neill, Minnesota's right tackle, also listed as questionable. So the Vikings currently down two of their starting five offensive linemen up against the Steelers front as we are underway here in the second half. All right, Femi, let's begin our week 4 betting sojourn in America, at least, in Foxborough with our New England Patriots, who we have in Survivor today, hosting Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, this one opened at 4, 4.5 last Sunday when we saw the week 3 games wrapping up. And all the money since then has been towards the New England Patriots, all the way up to 5.5 later on in the week. But now I'm seeing at some sports books, interest coming in on Carolina. Some money showing up here on game day, now down to 5. That's not a massive move, 5.5 to 5. 5 kind of being like a dead number in the NFL, because how often do games land on 5? But a move nonetheless that the Carolina Panthers getting bet here, 5.5 down to 5. The total, that's been holding steady over the weekend, sitting at 43, but all the money's been on the under, 44.5 at open, now down to 43. So we've crossed through that key number of 44, a lower scoring game expected between these two teams. And if you watch them play through 3 weeks, it makes a whole lot of sense as to why. So interest on Carolina and continued interest on the under in this game.
Carson Wentz sacked on third down, so the Vikings send out the punting unit here to begin the second half. He's under siege right now. It's not great.
Yep.
I mean, it is for us. For me, at least. I bet the Steelers. So Femi and I, we're in on the Patriots in this game. Laid the Patriots earlier in the week. I don't like that the Panthers are getting bad, but what can you do? Just win, baby. Just win. Please. All right, let's go to Detroit. What's happening, Femi, with the Lions off their Monday night beatdown of the Ravens in Baltimore, hosting a Cleveland Browns team that upset the Packers last week at home?
Yeah, this one, when it reopened after Monday night's Lions win over the Baltimore Ravens, it opened up at 7.5, which is kind of wild. And all of a sudden, we've just seen just all this money coming towards the Detroit Lions, all the way now out to 10. There's a couple sports books, some of them prominent domestically here, that are at 10.5. Now, it's heavily juiced if you want to grab that 10.5 with Cleveland, but it's 10.5 nonetheless, kind of going through that key-ish number of 10. As for the total, we continue to bounce back and forth between 44 and 44.5. A lot of sportsbooks have 44.5 indoors game, even though this is a tough defense in the Cleveland Browns. But that's where we hang out with the total. I think with the side, at 10.5, I'd be interested in Cleveland. If we can ever get one that's 10.5 minus 110, I actually would probably bet the Browns. Not excited about that, but the number is massive, especially with a defense that's pretty good. But, I mean, you got to see the injuries on the offensive line for both teams. Taylor Decker injury, obviously the tackles for the Cleveland Browns, those guys banged up as well. So let's see the actives and inactives coming out a little bit later on this hour. But that's where we stand right now between Cleveland and Detroit.
And it looks like BetMGM right now is your home to lay the Lions if you like Detroit. If there are 10.5s on the board, BetMGM has 10 minus 105 for the Lions. And it looks like at MGM, at least, this could come off 10 and go down to 9.5. We'll see if that's the case. I said this morning on my FAN show, if you like Detroit, please find a 9.5 to lay. And I don't even know if that's going to be possible as we approach kickoff. And if you like the Browns, please grab a 10. The advice might be turning to, if you like Detroit, lay 10. And if you like Cleveland, take the 10.5. We'll keep you updated on the side and total movement of that game and the rest of the slate as we move forward here. So on the other side, we will get to other games kicking off in the 1 o'clock Eastern time slate, including Jackson Dart and my New York Football Giants hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. It's You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.